the dudes. Michelangelo here from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you are listening to the Tokyo Black Hour with Jermaine, Jamar, Brandon, the most bodacious dudes, right here. Cowabunga! Whoa.
Oh, man. All right, man. You get the three amigos, the only three people who show up to work constantly and not get paid. You get Brandon, the white liaison. If he can't explain it, it cannot be explained. And you got my little brother, Memorial Day Shouter. He can't wait to pull up for all those people who passed away. Utterly insane that we goddamn we remember people by goddamn killing that whole animal. Ain't nothing like some ribs on Memorial Day or that goddamn fresh hog.
Fresh hog is awesome.
Yeah, I had that dusty wedding. One the guy, I said, "God damn, boy, cut me another piece of that thing." no chemical, fresh. Feel good after eating that shit. Blood pressure was still good.
back in the good old days.
Back in the good old days, and then you get me, Jay. That are the most unarticulate man in the world. I do appreciate you guys for coming out. Welcome back to episode 283 again, and all of these great stories are going to be from April the 3rd all the way to April the 8th, 2024. Let's get on down to the... Sorry, I'm drinking a Bud Light Lime. Holler at me, Bud Light Lime. Holler at me, Bud Light.
Yeah, I mean, this
would get you some money.
It'd be a good way to get you back on track after that fucking all that controversy and scandal from last year.
You get some people who full of controversy and scandal that nobody listen to.
Yeah, well, I mean, y'all are minorities. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be a good look. I'm white. You know, they could show us harmonizing together. You know,
they could over a Bud Light Lime.
Right, they could run an ad about how Bud Light Lime brings the races together.
Yeah, then they play our podcast. Them niggas racist, all of them. Then I wouldn't even care.
I mean,
all right.
You know, it's just jokes, folks. I'm telling you, bro. It's all jokes. Don't take what we say on here super serious. You know,
this is a TVMA podcast too. Your kids shouldn't be listening.
Yeah, not at all.
I told you last week. I don't give a fuck about nobody no more. I'm gonna cancel you. Cancel these nuts,
please.
That's how I stand. 2025 motto going to be cancel these nuts.
I like it. We'll name this show Cancel These Nuts.
Please. Let's get on down to the drum beats of war. There's no drum beats of war, just the sickness of the people standing outside. Let's talk about this eclipse right quick. It was an eclipse today. What was it, totality? I don't know what the hell it was. Yeah. I was in the house cleaning up my house and doing shit.
Yeah, in parts of the country, yeah, it was a total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah, let's get on down to these stories, though. I like this. Eclipse sickness is causing weird feelings, headaches, and insomnia. And insomnia, social media user claim. That's because you've been drinking too long waiting on the sun to black out. That's why you got headaches, weird feelings, too much drugs.
Word.
The eclipse party has taken you over.
I was about to say too much eclipse pre-gaming.
Yeah. I'm sick of these folks. Motherfucker, everybody. How amazing are we that we all go outside to stand to burn our retinas, allegedly?
I mean, not allegedly if you're Donald Trump. Remember last time we had that goddamn eclipse and he took his glasses off and just looked directly at it?
And for some reason, he still can see.
Yeah, he was fine, I guess. He's got the strongest eyeballs on the planet. Or them. They're just full of shit when they tell you not to look at it. I don't know. Optometrists are about to be fucking swimming in cash.
You know, my mama, she was 77, 78, somewhere close around that age, right? She said back in the day, they didn't have to have glasses to look at the total eclipse.
I'm sure that she probably should have had glasses. They just didn't know.
That's what they say. But like I said, my mama said, I watched one a long time ago. Her eyes are fine. Health-wise, you know. You can see a goddamn muskrat across the street, you know.
Fair enough. I mean, like I said,
we don't know. We just follow everything the scientists take us.
Yeah, his eyes shout didn't out to white folks,
man. Yeah. Trump's still out there, goddamn squinting his eyes, pointing out people. Shout out to the Solar Eclipse Party too. I like white folk, man. There was another conspiracy theory. Solar eclipse will begin. Massive human sacrificing event. And I was like, damn, nigga, I ain't see nobody die today.
Yeah, me neither. My life did not.
Not that I heard of. It may be some people out there getting smoked in the city, but, you know, me, you, and Jermaine in a safer place where we ain't got to worry about that.
Dang, yeah, nobody hit me with a collie ma, so.
Yeah, you know, ain't the Klan then pull up in my neighborhood talking about we hanging people.
Yeah, no, I was
fine. It
was
a good day, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
and shout out to our local politician. What her name is? Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I'm gonna tell you, man. We have to stop. We don't need no more politicians. I'm sick of them.
We do need more politicians, just better, good. Better ones.
But like I told you before, the good ones can never afford to get in the rat race.
Yeah.
They get weeded out early. But let's get on down to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Such an unattractive name. she declared a state of emergency. Huh?
I said unattractive lady.
Very unattractive lady. She had to pay me quadruple. You gonna get some of this ruck? What's some of that TKB? I don't have too much. I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
You gotta pay quadruple.
No, thank you.
I don't live with walruses. I'm sorry. But shout out to her, man. She declared a state of emergency ahead of the eclipse. You want to know why she declared a state of emergency on Friday? Because so many people was coming down. Okay, Sanders said that she released funds from the response and recovery funds to help commercial carriers transport essentials to customers in the state during the eclipse.
I mean,
there's 1,000 goddamn niggas out there working during the eclipse. I was doing housework. Why would you spend $100,000 to a company? We came from a delivery company. I still see them niggas working during the eclipse.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is still working during the eclipse, but I think it was just to accommodate all the people coming to see the eclipse.
How would it accommodate them? Nigga, they just ordering more stuff. Where did that $100K go?
In her pockets.
We gotta stop these folk. Like, it doesn't make. Never mind. Moving on, man. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
It's been a sad week. Ain't no black people died this week that I saw. Let's get up to the upper room. We mourn celebrities who have passed away. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to the people who can no longer sleep with Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I don't know. We should probably be playing Hallelujah for those folks, you
know? Yeah. Let's get up to the upper room. We mourning celebrities have passed away. Street outlaw star Callie Nate dead after crashing car as girlfriend confirmed he went out doing what he loved best. Burning up in flames in a car accident is not what you want to die as and do. I don't give a damn what you do best. I don't want to die in no car crash. I don't care if I'm a goddamn speedster or not. How you feel about that, Jermaine? His girlfriend said he died doing what he loved. Crashing and dying? That ain't what I like.
I'm good in bed, nigga, but that don't mean I want to die in bed. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Quality insurance, nigga. Just because I'm good at something don't mean I want to die doing it.
Street outlaw star Callie Nate.
Mm-hmm.
RIP to this man. He, after crashing his car.
First off. Boy. This nigga's a street outlaw, so he lucky to even last that long to be the age he was at without going to jail, Jack.
I don't know. He was on some TV show, and I saw a lot of comments. People like, man, he had some fast-ass car. Shit, Fast and the Furious, baby.
Yeah, Paul Walker.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
R.P.
to that man. Let's get on down to the next one. He was a drag racer who gained significant following on a Discovery TV show. You know, Callie Nate, R.P. to him, man. Let's get on down to Doctor Who and the Last Kingdom star, Adrian Skelly. I have no idea who this man is, but he passed away. I haven't got, I'm on season 10 of Doctor Who, so I don't remember him. He may be in season 10, and I've never seen The Last Kingdom.
Oh, come on, man. He was in that famous episode.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
You know your life.
I think he was in Toy Story, too. No, that wasn't him. Moving on down to
you know your life fucked up when they got your life compared to one episode. Yeah, he was on the episode of Doctor Who. Like, nigga, what, for 30 seconds?
He was a British actor. He had a lot of accolades. No, he had a nice IMDb, but I don't recognize none of them. Moving on down to a rock Hall of Famer who passed away at 64. He was a band, Firehouse. I ain't never heard of this band.
Bruh, me neither. Me neither. I had to fucking...
My bad. He wasn't in the Hall of Fame. My bad. I read it wrong. I shouldn't be drinking that Bud Light Lime, get my eyes blurry. The lead singer of a hard rock band, Firehouse.
I know about that group, Firehouse. You never heard their song.
You did send me a clip of it. I didn't know who they were. Jermaine was like, oh, come on, man. They were fucking featured in that movie that had on the soundtrack.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Bingo! Hey, nigga.
Oh, man.
I know they play their high single at Firehouse
Sub. I was about to say, that was probably where they were working. Yeah.
They played.
But he had just said he was going to get out of the hospital and get better, and he died.
Ain't that a bitch? Yeah. Hey, he's looking like he's on the mend. Then next thing you know,
croak. You see that bill. That one nigga started down before they get home.
You're going to live. Oh, $250,000.
Shit. Oh, we don't make that much money in the business I'm in.
Right. I fucking have that motherfucking heart seize up.
Yeah, goddamn, nigga. Palpitations.
Moving on to another guy I don't know. But Jermaine, you said you watched Yellowstone, right? Have you watched Yellowstone?
I didn't watch Yellowstone from the beginning. I watched it from bits and pieces of when other motherfuckers watched it. I was like, God damn, this show is good. And look, I'm gonna tell you the truth. When I seen that young fella, whoever, I thought it was a woman, but I was confused.
I thought it was a woman. God damn, boy, attractive Native American, huh? I hate to say it. I was like, damn, this is a nice looking woman. Then I went back and said, what the hell? It's a dude.
Yeah, I started reading the comments. Talking about people need to stop talking about he this, he that. I was like, that's a he? But I understand but my bad. Yellowstone 19, well, the fuck that was. I've never seen
1923.
No, sir. That's
in a prequel.
Yeah, I don't even know what a prequel is, nigga. Never seen that one. You don't know him, the black guy. You seen that Yellowstone prequel? Nigga, no. Have you seen Yellowstone?
I don't know, but his name was Cole Bring Plenty.
Well, the comment was saying.
Cole Bring Plenty. And his uncle is named Mo Bring Plenty.
Was his mom good and plenty?
Yeah. That's just
when they found him motherfucker stooped over in the car, man. They said he was missing and shit. You know, and they found him dead.
You know what it was? Motherfucker got one of the little blue sacks and one of them green sacks, man.
Speaking of slumped over in the car, if I might, we were watching live PD on Saturday. They pulled up and this motherfucker's passed out at a fucking stoplight. They had to break his window to get in there. That motherfucker didn't bat an eye. He was out.
It was crazy. He could have
been tired. I thought that motherfucker was dead.
Man, just pull over, take your shoes out, get in the back, and fall asleep. If you fall asleep at the light, bro, you're going to jail.
Dude, I had
a buddy. You had to pay to get your car window repaired.
I had a buddy fall asleep at a light. You know, he'd been up partying all night. I won't say what he was doing, but it was illegal. And, yeah, something that makes you stay up at night. And, for some reason, he decided he needed to leave. We tried to stop him, but he was like, fuck that, I'm going. Drove down to Peachtree City, you know, at like 7 a.m. We'd been up partying all night. Fell the same thing, fell asleep at a stoplight, you know, or a stop sign, one of the two. The cops come up. Dude, luckily, they got a call that was like serious. And they were like, get to wherever the fuck you're going and go to sleep. And they had to fucking leave. They couldn't arrest him, but he was like this fucking close from getting arrested.
Lucky he is, B-Rock.
Oh, first off, this motherfucker had the luck of the devil. You know what I'm saying? We'd start playing craps. I never rolled against him, you know, because that son of a bitch had one of the hottest hands I've ever seen. Dude, he took our other roommate's money, all his whole paycheck, in three rolls.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's how my luck be going.
That motherfucker had to eat ramen and scrounge up fucking bread for like the next 2 weeks until he got paid again.
Squeeze that nigga head before he leave the house. He's drunk, going them pockets.
That's that gambler's choice, man. I feel like a winner.
Dude, he lost once, double or nothing. Lost twice, double or, you know, doubled up again, and then that was it. His whole fucking shit was gone.
A nigga should never full-time double down, bro. I'm just saying.
I tried to tell him. I was like, dude, what are you doing? It's all right, I got it. There's no way he can roll that many. Bam, bam, just kept on.
That nigga odd. They got me spitting out of my double or nothing. 16 times, nigga.
Dude, no. It was like four at the most. I want to say it was three. I want to say they fucking started off betting like $100 right off the rip. Lost double or nothing for 200. Lost double or nothing again. 400. Paycheck gone.
It had to be a long time ago. A nigga still getting a $600 paycheck.
Yes, yeah, this was fucking 23 years ago or something. It was at least 20 years ago. Yeah,
his roommate. He had to scrounge up bread to get paid the next week. I said, do y'all niggas know what $600 will do to a nigga in 2 weeks? Well, goddamn, boy.
But I forget if it was 2 weeks or every week. I don't know. He was a cook at like, I think it was O'Charlie's. I think it's where he was cooking at, you know. But oh yeah, that motherfucker.
O'Charlie every day.
That motherfucker was hurt for certain. Luckily, he could eat at O'Charlie's, which kept him, you know, alive for the most part. But yeah, that fucking gas money and shit. He was fucking. That'd be begging. It was sad to see. Yeah. Of course, we all laughed at him a lot because we tried to warn him.
Moving on down to the last couple people died. Shrek actor John Paul Vigons, dead at 89. He was a French actor and singer. He voiced the Merry Man in Shrek and narrated 500 Days of Summer. I ain't looked at Shrek since Shrek once. I thought that shit was overrated, and they just keep milking the cow. If it weren't for Eddie Murphy to say that movie, I would have never watched it.
I mean, dude, it's funny. I'm glad somebody said it. I was always like, man, you know, am I just tripping or is Shrek like not that great? I mean, of course, I was like hella old by the time it came out. Like, not hella old, but, you know, I was in, what, my 20s or something when Shrek came out. So I was like, you know. A little grown for Shrek.
Hey man, Puss in Boots is funny. I watched all them Puss in Boots movies. That shit, they're hilarious. They made some good side characters. Moving on down, RIP legendary Starsky and Hutch star passed away at 80. Paul Michael Gassner? Pierce Brosnan paid tribute to brother David Soul. I don't know what the hell that's talking about. But I don't know who the hell this Starsky and Hutch, man. Starsky and Hutch, man. Isn't it the same one that was complaining about Beyonce and country music?
That would be...
Boss Hogg.
Not ironic.
Boss Hogg been dead. Boss Hogg been dead 10 times over. He done rolled up here. This bitch saying country. Not in my time.
Well, Beyonce's in a jam.
Well, I'll tell you what, boy. I don't know how y'all folk feel about country music, but Beyonce spanking them crackers ass for some money. Oh, boy. What black folk wearing country hats again and boots?
What did the album do good? Man. I thought it did. I thought it did not do good.
It's like a top chopper, a tart. I mean, a chart topper. Huh. It's like the number one country music song. You know, I don't understand why.
Album and song.
Why do white folk be claiming they hate black people so much, but then goddamn be listening to black music, and then goddamn be putting the pistol all in there, you know, all in it. Everybody want to be black.
Sideways in the house.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? They all black folk want to be white. Think about it. You look, yeah, I seen an old white man. That motherfucker had to be 92. That motherfucker was singing Usher nice and slow. Now he was dancing.
Yeah,
I want to get freaky with you. I said, God damn, bro. He liked black people, I would assume.
Yeah, I'll be damned. Yeah, looks like it's killing it.
Killing it, man. It ain't looking
good. You see how Brandon just omitted everything we said about them white folks trying to act like black people. And you know what's funny? I was watching some shit. I forget who this comedian is. And he was talking about his friend was like a big-time drug dealer. And he went to Japan to go get the work, right? And he said the drug person he wanted to go see or whatever, whoever he wanted to go see in Japan was real big. You know what he told that dude?
What's that?
He told this dude, I sent it to Jermaine, the main sent it to y'all. He said, man, you know, black people, man, you guys are so creative. Everybody emulates you. Everybody wants to be you. But you know one thing black people don't do? You have no organization. That motherfucker said, as much as black people are, you know, like, you know, creative and do so much, he said black people have no organization. They can't stick together. You guys can't even organize crime. And I was like, damn, that shit true. Because he said y'all too busy fighting separately. He said y'all could probably be more powerful if you fight together. But you know, that's how you keep people separate. You keep everybody separate. You can't be strong together.
Hell no.
We got two more RIPs, boy. The 99-cent store to close down all stores. I thought that shit would close down in the 90s.
Man, RIP to
the
99-cent
store. And then RIP to Quantum Leap have been canceled after season 2.
Hey, brother, I didn't see it. I'm not going to quote that dude on that, but that Asian guy looked like he didn't look like he was super nice in that role.
Quit bringing back shit from the 80s. It doesn't work now. There was a time where drugs were good and you can look at anything on TV. We don't need Quantum Leap. We don't need a new Back to the Future. We don't need Stairway to Heaven. All that shit is legendary for its time. That's a TV show that is stuck in its time. You really can't make a new TV show out there. Plus, that's my opinion.
I mean, I've seen a Quantum Leap in the past, I don't know, decade. Fucking, it still holds up fine. Like, what do you need to reboot it for?
You know, they got canceled with a shitty ending.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. But, yeah, if you were going to do anything, bring back Scott Bakula, you know?
He did.
No, he's doing fucking NCIS New Orleans.
Oh, that's right. The old dude, right?
Now, the guy who had Ziggy. Fuck, what was his name? He said his name all the fucking time. I can see the actor's name, actor's face clear as day.
I'm pretty sure we put him in the upper room, too.
Yeah, that guy's dead. But, like, you know. At that point, it was like he never came back. Well, fucking, like, give us the last fucking season where it's like goddamn Samurai Jack and he's just, like, stuck in time or whatever, and you know, but now he's looking
fucking janky. Yeah,
now he's like old and haggard. He realizes his old buddy's dead. Ziggy's gone. He ain't never getting back. I'd turn that motherfucker into a serial killer or something. You know what I'm saying? He fucking flipped his wig. He just keeps jumping through time, stabbing people in the neck.
They claim he got stuck in time, and the whole reason that they did the reboot was for those guys to go back and find out what happened to him. I'll go find him in the Quantum Leap. Yeah, to still send all the folks up to heaven.
Yeah, like I said, that sounds boring.
It shouldn't have been on ABC, nigga. It should have been on Netflix. Nah, they would Netflix would have gave you two episodes, my nigga. It would have been a wrap. $0.99 though. I know who put you niggas out of business. The Dollar Fire Tree.
Oh, real talk.
Yeah, the Dollar Fire
Netflix,
Tree.
Netflix, I'm still mad at you about Cowboy Bebop. You need to bring that shit back for one more season, you dirty bastards. The moment I started to love this show, canceled.
I didn't see it. I heard, I don't know, I read more negative reviews than positive.
It was actually pretty good, Brandon. You would have, the only thing, yeah, bro, it's like any first starting season, my name. My bad, Jamal. It's like any first starting season, bro. You know what I mean? Your CGI just going to be okay. But the story and everything, it was good, bro. The acting was good. The CGI wasn't bad. It was just some choppy parts. It's the first season.
And, bro, they do every episode to a T. You know what I'm saying? They got one of the best episodes I've seen on TV. I watched it four times. When that nigga Jet, when Jet go back to his old partner, the Cowboy Bebop crowd didn't like it, but a lot of people did. It took me a whole year and a half to get Christian to watch that shit. And he said, I can't believe they canceled it. Nigga, you the reason why.
Yes, Christian, you specifically are the reason why Cowboy Bebop. Yeah.
Well, no, you're one of the reasons. Because, a lot of people watched it once it was canceled. And then they go, oh, man, this show ain't bad. It's too late now. It's been 2 years. 3 years, probably. It's over with. They're not bringing it. Been 2 years. Not bringing it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. We even signed a petition, nigga. We got about 1.5 million people. I may be scratching the numbers. It had to be like 750,000.
No, more than that. My name was on the petition as well.
Yeah, my name on that goddamn petition as well, too. Say Cowboy Bebop.
Huh.
And bro, the show is, you know, they got some cut parts that's kind of weird, but it emulates the cartoon. The campiness, the episodes. You know, you gotta the vicious dude. He get on your nerves in the beginning, but you appreciate him in the end. Let's get on down to my boy Paper Hand White. Man, shout out to Paper Hand White. he always keeping us goddamn keeping the health information on deck. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Where's the only place that you can have cancer causing chemicals in your Band-Aid brands?
Living in America.
Bro, I heard it was so many comments saying, I'm tired. We can't do shit.
Yeah, I know.
So if you put that Band-Aid on, you might catch cancer. Is everything have cancer in America?
Right, man. I guess it takes a while for it to, you know, pop up. But goddamn, man.
Band-Aids overseas don't have the same chemicals.
Wow, really?
The cereal don't have the same chemicals in it.
I wonder if it tastes as good, though. Like, for my cereal, give me some chemicals. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as they're not, like, cancer causing.
We haven't tasted this cereal overseas.
Yeah. Hey, nigga, where's the arsenic, nigga? I want my marshmallows to last 30 years.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Because it's crazy because, like, you get two different products overseas. In Europe and other places, it's two different products. In America, death causing chemicals. You go overseas, we don't have all this shit now. You read the labels, be like, God damn, I can understand this. You need a lawyer, a biochemist, a doctor, and anybody else to read the label of what's in your shit in America.
I mean, it still tastes delicious.
You ever tried to read the label of something? You be like, I don't know what. I'm confused just trying to say the words.
Yeah, because I don't want to eat the ghost of an Oreo. Like, if it isn't as good, then fucking chemical me up, you know? What am I going to do, live forever?
So we can't really tell.
Yeah.
So shout out to him, man. Let's get on down to good old great American news, man. I was going to put this in a drum beat, too, but I don't know what's going on. You got eclipse. You got goddamn earthquakes in New York. The biggest one they had in a century. You had another earthquake falling. What was that, Japan or China or somewhere? Well, that shit killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, I thought it was over towards like in. I think it was in China, and India. Then the fucking caused a tsunami that hit Japan.
for all type of shit going on. Hey, boy. Hey, Brandon, what the only place we ain't got to worry about a tsunami?
Living in America.
They said, we hate it. You know, America bad, but boy, we got some good things, boy. Got some good things. Moving on down, Warner Brothers has announced that a fifth Matrix movie is in development.
Wow.
Did you see the Matrix? What was it called? The Matrix what?
But that last one? No,
that
I didn't.
Shit was awful.
No, I did not. I had a buddy explain the plot to me, and I was like, that just sounds
suspect.
It don't
make a lot of sense.
Ew.
Look at it, and I see where they were going, but you can tell the Wachowski sisters, whichever one wrote it, Lena, I think, she didn't want to write the movie. She didn't want to do the movie.
But yeah, that's what
quit trying to.
That's what my buddy said. They made a movie that was just like, fuck you, here's a movie. You know, do you like this? Did you like this thing? Well, let me shit all over it for you.
Pretty much. And like I said, man, Carrie Ann Moss, I know you old. She looks horrible in the movie. She looks every bit of 79.
Is that how old she is?
No.
Oh.
She's like 50. But she looks terrible in the movie.
Okay.
And goddamn Keanu Reeves look old as hell too. He looks uninspired to be in the movie, but everybody else is okay. You know, it's a lot of craziness going on, and you want to call, you know, you want to see something weird when they put Jada Pinkett in old makeup. She looks awful. It looks like the motherfucker said, you know what we're gonna do? You're gonna throw some mud on your face, some wrinkles, and call it a day. Let's get on down to WSB TV, boy. Federal judge say Rudy Giuliani can keep his condo for now as bankruptcy hearing continues. Man, send that nigga to jail.
Or at least take his shit. They would take my shit. There wouldn't be no fucking judge. I need my house to podcast fucking horse shit. That judge told me to go fuck myself. You know? They'd take my shit. Take his shit.
All of it.
Especially for being as dumb as he was to go bankrupt, fighting all that goddamn fraudulent election horse shit. Him, Mike Lindell, how many of you dummies got to go broke fighting his battle? Where is he at? He's got to cough up half a billy. He's got some scratch. Give you 1.2. Hell, he still owes you money from the last news reports we did.
Yeah, that's fucking my favorite collecting. Thing Jermaine say. Oh, goddamn Winky, boy. You let somebody catch you on live TV trying to pull your pants down. There ain't a young girl in this world who want to put your little nasty old cocker spaniel in their mouth, especially not an attractive one.
That real talk, not when you're out there looking like Nosferatu.
Your hair and shit leaking.
Yeah, just dripping you know down funny? Your face.
You gotta look. It's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And it was like a recap of whenever Trump became president or whatever. Oh, man, that's one of the goddamn best episodes ever. It's hilarious. All right, man, let's get on down to the rap.com. Kid Rock appears confused, drank in hand when he asked why he was wearing a Budweiser hat on Fox News. I'm gonna let the white liaison handle this story.
Because Kid Rock's stupid. That's why. Like, let's keep it real, man. He was on some faux outrage. You know, let's boycott fucking Budweiser. What? I guess those come back to us, please. Commercials come back to us. We fucked up commercials. That did it for you. You're like, all right, I'm back on board with Budweiser. They learned their lesson. Yeah. Then, yeah, he just trotted himself out there. Budweiser had a blazing. Had the sunglasses on, so you know.
I ain't know what hat I had on. How you don't know what hat you had on? You on Fox News.
Like I said, the man isn't smart. I mean, he's smarter than me, I guess. He's a millionaire. Who am I to judge? I ain't no millionaire. But, like, yeah, crazy like a fox, I guess. Yeah. I'm not as big or as famous, but he was definitely high, allegedly, you know, supposedly. But yeah, you don't wear sunglasses on a fucking TV news interview unless you're high, allegedly.
Who had the sunglasses on? I'm sorry, I'm back.
Kid Rock.
I mean, you know, Kid Rock was fucked up, man. Nigga didn't know what to do.
Look at this video. He's slurring his words. He don't know what the fuck going on.
Allegedly.
He just over there. We got a bigger target, he continued. I mean, look at what? Planet Fitness? Like, what they doing? Ben and Jerry? I don't want to put any targets on people back. Man, you know, I used to fuck with Kid Rock, so I realized he was crazy.
I mean, like I said, he's more successful than I am, so he must be doing something right. But I'll be damned if I know what it is. Like,
that motherfucker probably like Dylan Mulvaney. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know what the hell y'all. What was up? Nigga, cut the check, nigga.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When Budweiser called Kid Rock, put that hat on, nigga.
Ain't nobody bending me over.
Oh, so you doing the bending.
Oh, my God, man. Moving on down to Fox Business. Boy, that California minimum wage, boy, killing them fast food workers out there. Boy, they closing restaurant left and right. But see, go ahead, Jermaine.
Now, go ahead, Ma.
Now, a dude explained it. The mom and pops are the one who getting smoked. He said, you have to understand business. When you raise the minimum wage, what do the company do, Brandon and Jermaine?
Charge us more.
Yeah. I told you, I wish the goddamn minimum wage was back at $7.50 again. You remember that? If it still was at $7.50 and me, Jermaine, and Brandon were making $25 an hour, we were some big dick players.
Well, I mean, yeah, back when it first became $7.25, you know.
Yeah, but my thing is, people, go ahead.
Well, there ain't no way it should be $7.25 right now. Like,
no way, no.
You know,
but I'm talking about money keeping like money jobs, baby. Money keep increasing, but our pay's not increasing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit increased three times faster than you.
Yeah,
could.
I had an argument with a dude, bro. And he got mad at me. He told me they should raise the minimum wage. I said, that shit makes me poor. You sound stupid. I said, I'm going to break something down to you. If I make $21 an hour, minimum wage go up to $20, right? You think a company finna give me a $10 raise on top of my $21? No. There's very few companies that are going to pay you the price of living.
Those are very good companies.
Yeah, word, man. If I can go work at Walmart for $25 an hour, then, you know, why am I going to be slaving away on a goddamn, you know.
But people don't realize that. They keep asking for more money, but the person who was making $22 an hour, when you paying people $20, now they at the same at the minimum wage.
Yeah, for doing a skilled job.
I don't give a fuck about no skilled job or none of that shit. Get back to my company talk. You can pay people whatever you want to pay them, right? If they pay people well, people would do any job you want. Clean the floor, take gum off the table. You do not have to goddamn have a hierarchy on your job or what your skill is. Because the crazy shit is, why does a motherfucker in sale makes more than a nigga who actually building the product?
Well, I mean, it depends on how much revenue they're generating with the sales, I guess. Yeah.
You can't generate one sale. You ain't got one nigga out there humping. Let a nigga flip over a truck a day. And see what a nigga sales look like. They won't be worth shit, bro. Think about it. It won't be worth nothing.
Hey, I'm with you.
I mean, nigga, you can crunch your numbers, but I got to crunch my nuts and my back.
Yeah, like without the poor man, the business model trash.
It is.
Am I right? Am I wrong? Sound like cummy talking to me.
You know, hey, like Jamal, hey, Brandon.
I was about to say, goddamn, comrade. Keep going.
You know what the biggest farce is, though? When a motherfucker tell you The people that work in the warehouse and the whatever drivers, you guys are first and last defense. And nigga, why my check look like this, nigga? Talk to me, it makes sense, nigga. You know what I mean?
You get paid in pizza, sir.
Oh, that's right, nigga. Chuck E. Cheese.
You get paid in that company potluck.
Yeah, hell nah. You know, fuck them potluck. I ain't lucky.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark. I don't get it. I just don't understand. You know, dear comrade, pay people right, man. There's McDonald's is not losing any money. I don't give a damn what you say. They're selling you a burger for $1.99. That include the packaging, the bun, the no pickle they give you, no tomato. They are killing us. Why the fuck I gotta pay $1.25 for a half a tomato? I can buy a whole pack of tomatoes for that.
Yeah, you pay for the convenience of having them cutting it up and making it for you. Yeah.
Cutting it up. They don't even cut them no more, man. Them niggas ain't seen the whole tomato on McDonald's in 1999. I know they ain't. Have you ever seen any? I want you to think about this shit, Brandon Jamar. As much as you can look through that window, my nigga, have you ever seen them cut up a fresh vegetable?
I haven't. No. But they probably do that after hours as the prep work, though. Let me ask you a question though.
It's time to roll.
How many people have you seen at fucking Papa John's cutting up vegetables though?
You know, hey man, I tell you.
Because I can tell you, we cut a fuck ton of them. You know what I'm saying? Every day almost.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
That shit all bagged up now, nigga.
I don't know. It's like I said, it's been 30 years, so it's science.
Bagged up now, nigga, so you know, ain't the most. Fuck all that hard work. Yeah. They got so cheap, them niggas start giving you shredded lettuce.
I don't know. Luckily, my company is pretty good about paying folks. Yeah. Mad benefits. You know. Yeah. They make it rain. God bless them. Yeah.
They're a small company, man. Small company take care of you. Them big corporate companies, they fuck you every time. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Every time you are poor working for a corporate company.
Ain't nobody bending me over.
Oh, so you doing the bending?
I'm gonna have to transfer to Brandon, y'all. These white folks seem very highly intelligent.
Man, they're great. Dude, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, man. I got more from those folks on day one than I did from either company in 14 years. They like gave me a gift box, had all kinds of shit in it, man. Nice fucking computer backpack, fucking t-shirts, hats, hoodies, fucking skull cap, whole nine, man. Just threaded out. Nice shit too. Quality, you know.
Motherfucker had to go behind the trash can. And got any merch?
Yeah, no, day one. They didn't even know if they liked me that much yet, but they were just like, here, you know. Fucking bonuses.
The company we work for, boy, they gave you the company. They gave you the company picnic. Everybody get a hot dog and the Sam Adams.
That's where I came from, man. Bonuses. I was like, bona what? Yeah, that word wasn't even in my vocabulary. Bonus. Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, scratch this side and say, I'll do anything for that merch.
Like I said, man, they're great.
Let's get on down to OK Magazine. Madonna ordered judge to dismiss concert goer's lawsuit as she feel waking up early isn't a valid reason to sue. If I got to pay $150 to see your bony ass come out there and do a hit from the 1980s or a goddamn song from Dick Tracy, show up on time. That goes for Lauryn Hill, too. Do not expect it. It's like celebrities now are disrespecting the fans. We're the one who put the money in your pocket.
Right.
Give me a good show and show up.
Shit, it's $150. You hope it's $150. You got to be sitting up there in the fucking nosebleeds with that one. You know her price. You know the prices for her shit's outrageous. Just see fucking the skeleton of Madonna come out there. Fucking chop chop, bitch. You don't. Yeah. Fucking. I got places to be waiting on you.
Do you understand, bro? This motherfucker been dancing in you niggas' hearts since she was 16, 17. Give her a rest, man. That bitch want to show up late. Y'all niggas hold up. Give me a second. He told her.
Don't do the concert.
Right.
Don't do the concert.
Right.
Now with you on that.
Don't take my money if you can't fucking, you know,
bring up. I'm the queen, nigga. I bring up your end of the
bargain. Yeah.
You ain't my queen. You ever been to a concert and had to wait an extra hour?
No.
You ever been to a concert you had to wait an extra hour for the goddamn the headliner to come out after all the other people went on?
No. Luckily, no. I've never had that happen. I don't go to a fuck ton of concerts, but thankfully, you know. But the people I go see, I mean, they're not assholes. So, you know. Lucky me, I guess.
Tighten up, man. Let's go down.
Most of Madonna real hardcore fans are in bed by the time she was performing, so y'all niggas gotta get it to go.
That's what I'm saying. All her fans are in their fucking 60s. Yeah, they gotta go take some Geritol.
I just know that black guy, bro. I just know that black guy, his breath smell like shit every time I talk to him. That nigga say he love Madonna. He used to go to Madonna concert every time. I love the lady in the restaurant, too. I ain't gonna say their name. I think he gay. I said, why? Well, but he seen Madonna 6 times in the last few years. I said, really? He said he loved Madonna. I'm like, I guess. You know, he had a wife and all, wife and children, but he said, Madonna put on, she put on a good show, man, but you know, she's trying to look young, but you can always tell by the hands that she's aging.
I've heard she puts on a hell of a show. It ain't my bag per se, but you know, I ain't gonna knock anybody who's on it, but show up on time and stop going under the knife.
So this is from the U.S. Son.
Nigga, pick one. Better pick one, nigga. It's either the knife or not showing up on time.
I take the knife.
Madonna. Madonna is 65 years old, dropped new selfie in plunging top after Miami concert as fans gush. Singer doesn't look a day over 30. She looks like a mummified cat. You can look at the cellulite coming from her arms. Stop it. Until plastic surgeon find a way to make your arms and your body look young. Your face is just your face. She looked like they sucked all her skin from the side of her neck to make her cheekbone step out. She looked like one of those, what are those Egyptian cats?
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I forget the name.
Not the Siamese cat. What is the Egyptian cat that got the?
Is it? No, it isn't the hairless one. I don't know. I forget. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, she looks unnatural.
But Jermaine, did you see that picture? You can look at her on. Talking about in a flowy top. I can only see her head. How you know what top she got on?
I didn't look, but I don't need to. You know, like,
my nigga, I've seen her when she was young and fine until she got old and disastrous, nigga. So I don't need to see her body decaying like my big brother saying. She don't look a day over 30, nigga. Over 30 times 6, nigga. I know what she look like. Everything that Madonna has now should not. It should not be sitting the way it sit. Like Jamal said,
Dolly Parton looked better than Madonna.
I don't know who the fuck do Dolly Parton makeup, nigga, but you even never catch her off bag. Her husband ain't seen her without no makeup on, nigga. He been married her for 30-something years. Now, this bitch, she got her shit together. She don't play them games.
Don't get me wrong now. Dolly take them clothes out. What's up, Dolly?
Yeah.
She did too much with her cheekbones. If she did not went crazy, she'd be looking all right. But like her cheekbones are out of control. Did she have her jaw shaved?
They broke her jaw, put a new one on. And the can farm a mum rise.
And I mean, I'm not bagging on. Well, I mean, I guess I am bagging on her, but like, not because she's old, because she went and got the work. You know, I bet Madonna probably still would look fly if she hadn't fucking touched her fucking face. But, dude, that don't get the plastic surgery for your body because they ain't figured out the face one yet. Like, they have not figured that out to where it looks good. Or the problem is that you're trying to look too young, so they've got to stretch your face until it looks like fucking Play-Doh. Like, dude. And why is it always so shiny? Yeah, you know, it looks like the skin of an apple. Like, I shouldn't be able to shave at your cheekbones. Like, I can see my reflection. It looks bad, man. Like I said, Madonna probably would look hot if she'd have kept her original face.
Just be 65. Aging is a gift, not a curse. You're young, you're unattractive, then you're old. Look at me and Jermaine and Brandon. We used to be some hot players back in the day. Still, we all right, but you old now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you didn't get cheated. You had your time in the sun, especially if you're fucking Madonna. You were the biggest fucking thing going for 25 years, man. That is a hell of a run. Just, you know what I'm saying? Stop trying to compete with Taylor Swift and Beyonce, man. Your time is done.
Hey, look, man, I'm going to tell you niggas something, man. Y'all boy giving up y'all life force trying to goddamn compete with T-Swift and the Beehive and Beyonce. Y'all got to get it together, man. If you're 65,
and guess what? In 20 years, they going to be some... Go ahead, Jermaine.
Now, you right, nigga. In 20 years, they going to be, hey, look, bitch-ass, whole modern Cyrus. They got her body tight. Yeah. Old bitties.
In 20 years, they going to be some old bitties. Who going to want Taylor Swift when she's 55? I don't nobody want her now because she keeps swapping out a man every 6 weeks.
She can swap me out for 6 weeks. Write a song about me.
She want to spread some of that change.
Yeah, spread some change to her, nigga. How much would you like, Jermaine? Just a couple of million. And I tell you like this now. Hey, T Swift, you never had none of that BBC. You need to holler at me. I don't know about y'all.
Change your goddamn life.
T Swift, goddamn, to a swizzle. Yeah, you ain't got to go with no fake black-looking white dude. You come get you a real one. You can hang at the corner store show where niggas do real shit.
Be in the hood eating the reels on the goddamn porch.
Yeah, nigga, you want to hear a couple of gunshots from a nigga down the street you don't know? We got you. Nigga, you want to go to a McDonald's and cuss a nigga out and not get good service? We got you.
I mean,
let's get on down to political... Netherlands.com. Political Netherlands. I said, they had a rumor that T Swift was garbage in the sack. It was he said your boy John Mayer said allegedly, but
she made the list of bad. You think I kill how many, what I just thought about with you? How many motherfuckers ran into a bad sex in your life and they've been nobodies? At least let me get in one on somebody.
It's been a large amount. I'd be like, wow, you brought this to the house? Yeah. You can leave. I spend the night? Not with that. That's no good. Take it home.
Pack that shit up and reevaluate that package. Now the outside look good.
I always bring this up. We got a homeboy. He was having sexual relation with this chick. Do you believe? This is for people who don't listen to the show. If you listen to the show regularly, you probably heard this story. You believe after they got finished, she looked at him and said, that shit garbage, ain't it? He said, yep. I ain't never heard nobody tell me that. They just think they doing good. And I'd be like, yeah, you chip off an old block. You going to call me tomorrow. Baby, I'm going to take you home. I'm calling you tomorrow. Block. I'm bringing that garbage over here. I'm bringing that garbage over here because, then they be wanting to fall in love with you.
Hey, don't get twisted now.
The politic Netherlands.
Go ahead, my bad.
But everybody has that. Everybody has that. I've been there before. I've been tapped on the
show. Oh, you've been tapped. Yeah, me too.
I've been tapped on the shoulder before. Hey, you need to stop that. You ain't doing good. Okay. I do better. Hey, then I show out the next time.
Motherfucker tell me I want no good in a sec. You lying to me? Well, God damn, I learned my lesson. Can't please everybody, but I got a good 90% rate, bitch. You just on that 10% stroll that was no good. So it's all good.
It happened to everybody, Let's get on down to politicalnetherlands.com. Climate activist Greta Thunberg arrested again in the Netherlands.
I'm sick of her.
Now, I want to ask one question. If you was in America, bro, if you get arrested more than four times, you spending 12 years in jail. How many times we going to pick Greta Thunberg up and take her to jail?
Well, they'd be done beat you in the head by now using Atlanta.
No, bitch, you a habitual offender. Put on Rice Street down there with a motherfucking dead. I was about to say,
over in Rice Street, see how much riding she wants to do, how much protesting.
I don't give a damn what you say you have. They throw special needs people in Rice Street too.
That's a movie I watch. Greta Thunberg.
Escape from Rice Street.
Yeah, Escape from Rice Street. I'm not understanding. I want y'all to pay attention. Hey, look, and it just might be.
Can you hear me, Brandon? Am I skipping?
You were. I can hear you now, though.
Sorry about that, Jermaine. Right? You know what? Fuck, we need snakes. Snake Plissken escape from Rice Street. Your motherfucker die on the first two stages.
Oh, yeah.
The Rice Street redemption.
Yeah. What happened here? Nigga, I started getting on. Hey, look. Hey, bro. I went back. My bad, bad. I'm going to go back to Greta Thunberg. Y'all look at her picture, bro. Is it me if she started like an old redneck every time they arrest her? Look at her picture.
For that neck.
I'm telling you, boy, she bought a natty ice and a goddamn cool life from peeing at fucking NASCAR, nigga. Look at her. Look at her neck, bro. She been eating good too long, bro. And I'm like, Jamal, nigga, I'm tired of your jail record. Like, damn.
Yeah, you know what?
She's on America, boy. Three strikes and you're out, baby.
She is a Bud Ice away from...
Thank you.
Yeah, getting kicked out of an Applebee's on fucking Dollar Margarita night.
Oh, hey, look. On goddamn Jamar. What we call them fucking drinks that fuck you up in Long Island? Yeah.
Yeah.
$1 Long Island Ice Tea night. Yeah. And two... Hey, Brandon. You get the motherfucking 35-ounce Natty Light for $1.50.
Yeah, I can see you're leaving Applebee's the way God intended.
And I can't understand why her parents, like, they would lock you up in America if your child been arrested more than three times.
At 16, my nigga.
What a social check kit.
Yeah, so word.
She like 21 now?
Yeah. I think she's an adult, I think. Yeah, where was DFACS back then, though? You're right. Where was Child Protective Services when she was getting arrested all over the globe? Like Carmen Sandiego.
Hey, bro, is it me or did everybody really knows that? This bitch still getting around on a nun. Hey, look, you've been getting a lot of these places real fast, and I don't think you're on some non-carbon emission shit. She ain't been driving on steamboats nowhere. Remember that?
She can't take a speedboat. She's got to go under.
No, steamboat, not speedboat. Remember she was taking them steamboats?
Was she? I thought she was using like a wind or solar powered joint.
But whatever very safe boat she can use. Remember she told her mom they couldn't catch planes?
Yes.
The nigga had to take a goddamn a 20-hour the rock tour on Disney. What's that movie? Jungle Cruise. I'm taking a goddamn 22-hour Jungle Cruise to get to Miami. I needed to go out there and protest these motherfucking...
Like I told you, man, I understand. But if it comes down to money, bro, your protesting means nothing. When people will poison the water so you can drink, you ain't help. You will never stop the forest getting killed. Dude. We gonna be slaughtering shit for the rest of our lives. Why? Because it all comes down to money.
I look at it like this: people are having less kids than ever, and like, what's the baby boomers like die out. We got a whole lot of less people. You know, carbon emissions are going to come down. It's going to be gravy. Just fucking relax.
It only takes a year. Nigga, I had all type of flowers I ain't never seen in my house during COVID. Everybody was staying at home. Trees coming out, beautiful animal. Shit that was a stink was saying, damn, I think the human's dead. All day back.
Yeah. Like I said, there's, you know, they're worried about world population drops, and you know, they shouldn't be. We need less people.
That's all hoopla. It's too many people in the world, but you got a motherfucker living on 1,000 acres of land, man. Get out of my face. My goddamn face. You know how many acres, how many houses can you put on 100 acres of land?
Well, dude, that's not the point. We shouldn't be living on top of each other like Mega City 1 and Judge Dredd. Everybody should have a little space. Like I said, there's too many of us.
No, hell, it ain't, nigga.
Not enough.
Bro, let me tell you something. I just did the factors, bro. Do you know it is about 730,000 niggas living in, like, Montana and shit like that? But you got 10 million in Atlanta. Get these niggas out the city, man. Move them nigga to Montana, Nebraska, nigga. They got plenty of space for these niggas.
Nobody wants to live out there.
Man, don't come here with that bullshit then. Hey, look, because you know what's going to happen? Just like in Judge Dredd, Brandon. That's all they doing now. Every house they fucking build, they ain't got no yard, bro. They building houses on top of houses, and people don't even pay attention to that shit.
Yeah, like I said, too many of us.
No, let's not forget about Judge Dredd. Once he got outside, goddamn, it's a lot of space out here.
That's right.
Yeah, it was all radiated space, though. Unusable space.
The white folk blowed up everything.
Well, I mean, you know.
I'll stop you when you're wrong.
We told you I was going down.